Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Welcome to another wonderful time in God's presence. John chapter 14 this morning. And I believe that it would be a blessing to you in Jesus' name. I just want to encourage you to, you know, continue with us. I know you've been amazing. From Matthew chapter 1. Wow. And this is John 14. God bless you. Thank you. My prayer this morning is as we look into God's word together, may the entrance of his word bring light towards an understanding in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Can you just say these words after me? Say, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. And that's the first lesson I want us to learn. Now, it's something very common. It's something you already know. But it is never something that we should stop saying because we already know it. The fact remains, the truth remains that Jesus is the way to the Father. Now, it would probably surprise you to know that there are many religions in the world that believe that Jesus is not the only way. But I hope you can, you know, accept, not just accept, believe that there is only one way to go to the Father. And that way is Jesus Christ. So that's the first thing I want us to establish in John chapter 14. Verse 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you also know. So it's a very simple instruction here that Jesus is telling the disciples, that he is going to prepare a place for the disciples and for us. And Jesus Christ has actually gone. So if you're born again and you're listening to me, congratulations, you're going to reign with the Father. And that's the truth. You are going to reign with Jesus. But if you're not born again, you're going nowhere. In fact, you're going somewhere. And the place you're going to is hell. So it is important that you, you know, completely surrender yourself to Jesus. Thomas said to Jesus, he said, Lord, we do not know where you are going, but how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's the reason I said we should say it the other time. And if possible, say it as many times as you can, that Jesus is the way. So there is no other truth in this world. Anything anyone says that is outside Jesus, it is a lie. Anything that does not propagate Jesus is a lie and not the truth. Because the truth and the life and the way is Jesus Christ. May God help us in the name of Jesus. And then we see the ignorance of the disciples. I mean, they've been with Jesus for several years. And these guys were still asking Jesus who the Father is. They were still asking Jesus, where is the Father? Who is the Father? They didn't understand that Jesus is actually an express image of the Father. Jesus had to tell them that if you have seen me, then you have seen the Father. And I like to say something, that the easiest way to understand who God is for us to look at the life of Jesus. I know God is somewhere, and you have this question in your heart, how does God look like? Who is God? What is that? What are the characters of God? What are the things that God does? What are the things that God does not do? It's very simple. You know, for us to understand who God is, God in his mercies had to send Jesus to come in form of flesh. So the fact that Jesus came to the world, lived his life for 33 years plus, is to tell us who God is. You know, the life that Jesus Christ lived is an express image of the Father. So if you're asking God to reveal himself to you, what you should rather do is to go and study the life of Jesus. And as you're studying, you're praying, Lord, reveal yourself to me. If we have the right understanding of who God is, majority of our problems will be solved. In fact, all your problems will be solved. But we need the right knowledge of who God is. Some of you believe that God is one massive being that you cannot talk to, you know. But it's high time we began to see that God is that person that will stoop so low to wash the feet of others. God is that person that will sit on the same table with Lazarus, eat dinner with other people. You know, God is that same person that did everything, whatever it was that Jesus, you know, portrayed, shows us who the Father is. So that's the best way to understand who God is. And one major thing that Jesus Christ did on earth was to love. He was a man full of love for the people. And that's a perfect example of who God is. May God help us to understand this in Jesus' name. Verse 12 is a very strong verse of the Bible. And I want to read it, 12 to 14. Most assuredly. See, when you hear most assuredly, it means certainly. I mean, nothing stops this. This is most certain. I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and even greater works he will do. Verse 13, and whatever. Now, whatever means whatever. It means anything whatsoever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And then Jesus repeats it again. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Did you see that now? In my name, I will do it. And I just want us to take note of something here. And that's the fact that we are used to quoting verse 13 without quoting verse 12. Before you ask anything and that you will receive the result of what you're asking for, you first of all need to believe in Jesus and the works that he does. If you believe in Jesus, if your faith is strong, then whatever it is you ask from God, you will receive. Whatever you ask in the name of Jesus. And this is why I encourage people to pray in the name of Jesus. Don't be tired of shouting that name. Whenever you're stuck and you need help, shout the name of Jesus and ask that God would help you. So whatever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus will be done. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, and then we see the promise of the helper. Yeah, so the Bible regards the Holy Spirit here as the helper. And that's what the Holy Spirit does with us. Sometimes when I'm praying, I feel tired. I don't know what else to say. I've lost words. And then the Holy Spirit comes to help me. And then before you know it, me that I've already gotten tired after 5 minutes, there for 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 1 hour, you're still praying. Why? Because now you have enjoyed the help of the Holy Ghost. And it should be something that we are desiring and praying for every day of our lives. Lord, I need the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Who doesn't want help? It is only a proud man that thinks he doesn't need help. We all need help. And then when help comes, embrace it. That help that God has given to us is the Holy Ghost. So if you have the Holy Ghost resident on your inside, embrace the help of the Holy Spirit. May God give us grace to do this in Jesus' name. And then finally, Jesus encourages us to say that if you love him, then he will keep his commandment. I mean, the evidence that you love someone is that you listen to that person and you take the instructions of that person. So stop singing, I love you, Lord. But then in your closet, you know what you do. You know that you really don't listen to Jesus. So we need to begin to be intentional about our attitude to the commandments of Jesus Christ. So if you truly love Jesus, then listen to his commandments and then do his commandments. Thank you very much for joining today's podcast. God bless you. God bless you. Can you say this to yourself? Say, I am blessed. I am born again. The life of God is in me. I am going to reign with Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I said that word because of what we started with. that Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us. And my prayer is that the Lord will keep us strong, immovable, unshakable in Him, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you again for joining today's podcast. God bless you. I celebrate you. I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye for now. Hallelujah.